Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Winter is coming.
Our face down would look flattened like a single sculpture.
Ah! Someone snitched!
You want me? Earn me!
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with us.
I'm in a dream.
That's right, Dolores. You're in a dream.
I am the one who knocks.
And now, Neil Zorin with What's on TV.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. That's right. The guy's here, our TV guy, Mr. Neil Zorin, with us to tell us what's good that's on TV. Hey, Neil, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Always good to be here. How are you today?
Well, very well, Neil. Neil, I saw they finally started putting up the countdown clock on AMC that Better Call Saul is coming back in February.
February 23rd, I believe. It may be earlier than that, but yeah, I was going to tell you, you only have 5 weeks to wait for that.
Yeah.
I don't believe me, I'm waiting for it too, because it's been a really dry season. I've seen things that I sort of like, but haven't seen anything that I really just want to sit down and watch and look for each week. And that's been a little bit, I don't think there's ever been a period where that hasn't happened. This is probably the longest it's been, but I just haven't seen anything that just says, yeah, that's special. And part of the reason for that may be because all that is on. We may, the more that's on, the more it gets diluted, the more mediocre it's going to be, and maybe it's harder to find that extra special show.
Yeah, well, this is the extra special. It keeps us going with Breaking Bad, but it's fresh. It's a much mm-hmm. different view. There are several. The love interest of the main character of Saul is a great character. The brother and the guy that heads up the law firm. I mean, I have a lot of listeners that each week they send me, how did you like it and all that stuff. So people are on this February 23rd. It's back on Monday night then, I guess, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the opening night. If there's any correction, I'll let you know. But that's the dates in my head. Remember,
right.
I've announced it twice before because I know people are waiting for that.
Oh, absolutely.
And I also figured out why Ozark is delayed, because I'm seeing Jason Bateman not only starring it but directing a different show. So.
Okay. When's that come back? We don't know about Ozark.
No, Ozark will be back later this year. But right now, Jason Bateman opened a different show last week called The Outsider, based on a Stephen King novel. And he is in the first two episodes. Something happens in the second episode, but he won't be in any more episodes. But his disappearance, let's say, or his being removed from the scene, doesn't make the show as strong for me, because it takes away both a plot element and a character I liked. And so I'm now only watching as I watch most things. Most things I watch these days, I watch out of curiosity to see what's going to happen, rather than because I think they're good. There are other things I've liked a lot, like Succession and things like that.
Yeah, let's talk about Succession for that. I've dabbled into it, and sometimes I'm a contrarian, whatever. I like what I saw. And on your recommendation, I mean, when you said Ozark to me, I thought, oh, Neil said it, I'll give it a shot. And you know how gaga I've been over that. I mean, that's just
right.
Magic, that first show. That woman, Linney, is on Broadway now. She's such a good actress. I literally hate her when I'm watching that show. I literally lose my sense of it, that it's a character. That's how good she is. She's that impressive.
She usually plays somebody lovable.
Yeah.
Usually Laura Linney gets to play the nice person, the good wife.
No, she's very good at that. So you say try Succession. A lot of people I've heard are coming to that. Let me ask Neil, have you seen on Netflix? I saw it last night at Dan's recommendation. It's a little bit Off the mark, but it's compelling. The Aaron Hernandez documentary, the former tight end for the Patriots.
I'm sorry, I did not see it, but I'll take a look at it for next time.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting case, no matter what it is. If you do it well, it's interesting. Because what you want to wonder is, this is what something I always wonder about all of these figures, no matter who it is. Once you're making $1 million a year, or once you've been a success in a major industry, what is it that stops you from reforming yourself? What is it that makes you keep on doing the things you did that you may have done before you became successful or before you were going to be successful? But now you have the money, now you have the prestige, and now you're in a business where you're respected. Why do you keep up with that? I've always wanted to ask Alan Iverson that. I mean,
that's going to be my example. That's the exactly it, Neil. And there's a lot of that is a great question. That would be a great question for a series. A lot of these people are athletes, but some of them are business people or whatever. And they can't get away from the flaw part, no matter how much they get respectability and money. Parting area for you, Neil. What is it that you like that's coming up, say, before Better Call Saul? Anything that you like?
Well, I'm looking forward to the reopening of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I know it's up in theater terms. I'm looking forward to Curb Your Enthusiasm coming back. That comes back next Sunday on HBO. And Comedy Central next about Tuesday a week has a show, a 10-show series with Awkwafina, which is called Nora from Queens. It's a scripted show. So Awkwafina, I can run hot and cold with. I loved her in The Farewell. Thought she was too much in Rich Asian Folks. So it's but I'm willing to look at anything she did. I'm willing to look at. Of course, the Grammys are on Sunday, January 26th. You have the Grammys going.
Okay.
So those are the things I'm looking forward to. There's also a show that Apple TV is premiering tonight, actually, called Blue America, which is vignettes from the Epic magazine column with the same name about immigrant stories. Each one is a different story. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm waiting for Apple TV to take off in some way, and this might be the way they do it.
Good stuff. Where do we find Neil Zorn until 2 weeks from today?
You'll find me at neilskipper.com, where I have this voluminous piece about the Oscars. And you'll find me in the Delaware County Daily Times and related papers. I'm on Channel 17 some mornings.
Very good stuff, Neil. Enjoy until then. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.